Thank you for that introduction. As he said, I'm Calvin Meeks. I'm a graduate student at the University of Georgia under John Snyder. And I'm going to discuss some of my work today doing low-cost plant health monitoring with open source software with using a UAV. Previous research has shown that a green-red ratio determined from an RGB photograph has been correlated with ground cover fraction, and this was done in the past with a blimp. And a blimp, the good thing about it is tethered to the ground. You don't have to worry about the FAA worrying with you. Problem is, in South Georgia, we get pop-up thunderstorms, and then that's not a very fun thing to hold on to during a thunderstorm. So we decided to take a drone-based approach with the RGB camera to do similar work. So our objectives of our study was to compare the performance of a passive RGB image that was used to derive a green-red ratio and compare it to a ground-based NDVI from an active sensor. We used a green seeker mounted on a tractor. We also were going to look at the relationships between water-induced yield variability between both vegetative indexes. We hypothesized that NDVI would correlate with the green-red index and that yield would correlate with either index. Our field experiment was conducted at the Stripling Irrigation Research Park in Camilla, Georgia, and this study was undertaken to determine pre-bloom irrigation thresholds for cotton, because most of the work done at the University of Georgia has been on thresholds that are season long. You just use the same irrigation trigger all season. And we decided to take a primed acclimation approach, which is withholding early season irrigation. And then once the plant starts blooming, you use a low irrigation threshold to keep the soil wet. We also had a dry land check in the study as well, but it's excluded from any statistics because we couldn't randomize it due to spatial limitations. So it was just a dry land strip where everything else was in a variable rate irrigation system. So this is an illustration of this variable rate irrigation system. It was a variable rate pivot. As you can see, the colored boxes are different sizes, and we accommodated this by simply just planting an 8-row plot in the center of each to give the system plenty of time to change its rates before it got to the actual plots to make sure the actual amount applied was being actually applied instead of the computer saying it's being applied and the reality of the situation didn't match it. The image software that we used for the study, we used Fiji, which is also known as ImageJ2. It's actually developed by the National Institute of Health, so it's completely open source. And then our video was taken from the drone, and the frames were pulled from the 4K video to retain the image quality. And this was statistically analyzed using JMP with 2K's HSD. The image conversion, we utilized AVI DEMU, which is a open source program as well. So once you buy the drone, all this other work is done with free software. So once you spent that chunk of money, you didn't have to spend money on software, and the software prices can be upwards of $4,000. So we utilized this program to pull the frames from the video to get our images of our plots. This is an example of one of the plots. This is at defoliation, and the one thing that needs to be done in the future is making image software understand that not everything is square, because as you can see in this photo, once you trim out the actual tier of plots that are here, there's just white space in the corners because the computer programs don't understand that everything's not square. And then after you use ImageJ, you can use this to create a floating point map to get a ratio of green to red pixels, and then with a lookup table, assign colors that range. You can have 16 different colors in the range to determine the amount of green to red pixels in the ratio. And through this, you actually can see on this end of the field, the defoliation was not as well because there's actually green spots that still show up in the image. And as you go down the field, these red areas are actually plots that had better defoliation than the plots on the left-hand side. And the irrigation and rainfall in our study, there were substantial differences between 2014 and 2015. We got 31 or 32 centimeters of rainfall in 2014. However, in 2015, we got nearly double that. We got 62 centimeters. So there were some substantial differences in the response to with dry land and just the amount of irrigations that were applied. In 2014, when you look at the green-red index, there's a natural correlation that there's no difference between any of the four irrigated treatments, and then the blue line, which represents our dry land plot, is consistently lower the entire time. And we see a similar trend looking at the active NDVI-based ground measurements. And there was a fairly strong correlation between the NDVI and green-red index in 2014 with a R-square value of 0.52. So we were confident going into 2015 that we had developed a system that was viable. And the lint yields in 2014 in Camilla backed up our green-red index observations, because there was no difference in green-red index or in NDVI between the irrigated treatments, and there was no difference in yield as well. And in 2014, when you compare yield to the green-red index, it was a very strong correlation with the R-squared of 0.77. So this is a system we feel was very viable. And compared to the yield versus NDVI, the R-squared was actually slightly lower at 0.6. So we felt that this was a viable system, since it seems to correlate a little better with green-red index than it did with NDVI. In 2015, however, there was no difference between the green-red index and the irrigated treatments or the dry land. And we see similar trends with the NDVI as well. And in 2015, we actually did not get correlation between the NDVI and the green-red index. And this is most likely due to the fact that our plant height was substantially higher in 2015 than 2014 due to the additional rainfall, and the NDVIs were lower due to the fact that since they were ground-based, they were actually knocking the plants over somewhat whenever the sensor was going through the field and it was picking up more soil reflectance. And the lint yield in 2015, there was no difference between any of the irrigated treatments. However, the dry land rain-fed treatment actually numerically was the highest yielding treatment comparatively. And this is most likely due to the fact that we had substantial harvest delays in 2015. At defoliation, there was a 40-day delay before we could pick due to 9 inches of rainfall, and there was substantial yield loss from just lint getting knocked onto the ground from the plants. And the yield versus the green-red index in 2015, the R-square is 0.47, so it's not as strongly correlated. However, it was considerably higher correlation than NDVI in 2015. When you correlate the yield with NDVI in 2015, the R-square value was only 0.12. So this further reinforces our thought that this system could be used for a low-cost plant health evaluation. In conclusion, the NDVI and the Green Red Index data suggested there was no significant differences between any of the irrigated treatments, and the yield data follows these similar trends. And the problem we ran into is that we could not determine yield-limiting drought on a year-to-year basis simply because we just got so much rainfall in 2015. Future research, the software program, the way it's currently written, can only look at two wavelengths. You can only look at either red and green or red and blue at the current moment, but there's actually work being done to develop this to be able to do a visual vegetative index, which will actually be able to look at all three bands from the conventional image and be able to build a similar map as the red-green index or an NDVI-type photo. I'd like to thank the Georgia Cotton Commission for their support and the UGA Cotton team for all their support, as well as my graduate committee. And I'd also like to thank Ned Horning. He is the writer of the ImageJ plugin that is utilized to do these image conversions, and he has completely released it open source and is completely free for use. So any producer, if he had the drone, could use this in the field instead of videotaping himself picking peanuts or someone. So that seems to be the favorite producer's go-to with a drone nowadays. And this concludes my presentation.